Hi, I'm João Almeida, and you're watching The Cycling Dane.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another video here on the channel about the Vuelta a España 2022. And as always, I'm joined by Mr. Gregor himself, Ewan, currently in the US. So plenty of American followers of The Cycling Dane will be happy about that. But today, we're not going to be talking about that, unfortunately. We're going to be talking about João Almeida, the Portuguese sensation and superstar who recently podiumed and won a stage in the Vuelta a Burgos. And Ewan, João Almeida, such a nice guy, charismatic guy. UAE star, well, we presume for the Vuelta a España with no Tadej Pogačar. So where to start, really? How has his 2022 season been for you?
Yeah, let's talk about João. I think he's one of the most interesting guys in the past couple of weeks. So, as we know, he will be starting the Vuelta a España later this year, leading the UAE Team Emirates formation. The team is a little bit hazy at the moment, but it looks like João is definitely their strongest card to play. Well, for 2022, João has had a mixed bag. Looking back to the beginning of the year, he really hit the ground running at the UAE Tour, getting a top five there, working for Pogačar. Then went on to Paris-Nice, lost some time early in the race, still finished in top 10. But the main chapter of the story came at the Giro d'Italia, where he had to retire due to COVID, despite looking bound maybe for a podium or at least a top five place. So since then, João's recovered from COVID. He became the national road race champion. You can see that with the pathetic looking UAE national champion's jersey, and then went on to win that stage in Burgos. And I must say, it was one of the most impressive mountain stage victories I've seen in a while. I know we say this an awful lot, it's very hyperbolic, but it was fantastic. If you haven't seen the stage, go back and look at it. It is classic vintage Almeida. He was dropped in there when there were still 20 or so guys in the group. He'd just ride his own pace, and like a shark in jars, he comes back and catches everybody at the end in the final kilometer. It was fantastic. And by doing that, he topples some of the big Vuelta a España favorites, including the slightly, let's say, enigmatic Superman Lopez. We also have Carlos Rodriguez, as well as Pavel Sivakov here as well. So plenty of contenders that he has toppled at this first hurdle, but he did not win the overall. That we must bear that in mind. But now looking towards the Vuelta a España, it's certainly looking like it could be a big goal for João, as he looks to go for gold here at the Spanish Grand Tour.
Yeah, we know the success of João Almeida in the Giro d'Italia, in the Grand Tours that he's completed. Obviously, it was a shame this year. Like you said, he looked so strong, even being in second place overall at some point, but it looked like a third place was probably on the cards, potentially, but we'll never know now. But Ewan, he's never done this race. We've got a huge time trial finishing in Alicante. He's a prolific time trialist. We're starting with a team time trial. Do you think this punchier kind of course with a few time trials does actually suit Almeida quite well?
Well, we can't talk about time trials and not mention his former teammates and buddy, Remco Evenepoel, who's also going to be starting this for Quickstep. Both are probably up there in the upper echelon of time trialists in terms of the GC contenders that are coming here to this race, so I would expect big things from them. And in terms of the wider route, I think it should suit Almeida. He seems to do well in all terrains, a bit like a Pogacar. You can attack and sort of gain side of splits here, there, and everywhere. So I'm not worried about the route of whether this is a route that doesn't suit João. I think he should be relatively okay. I mean, looking at the result in Burgos, it was an uphill finish there, and he managed to beat some sort of S-tier climbers in Superman Lopez and so forth. So I'm pretty enthusiastic about João for this route. And looking at between him and his rivals, it looks like he's on a similar level, if not better, in some certain disciplines.
Well, jumping the gun of a little talk here, we might as well focus on the rivals of this year's Vuelta a España and whether what his record, well, not record, but how he's kind of going to fare against them. There's Jide Hindley, who comes off winning the Giro d'Italia. He didn't fare too well in the Vuelta a Burgos. Remco Evenepoel, as you mentioned, many people are talking about him. We mentioned him in our previous video as well. Primoz Roglic is currently down provisionally on the start line. We also got Sergio Higuita, not the best Grand Tour record in the world, but he's definitely been proving himself recently. He came eighth in the Tour of Poland. But Ewan, I think Primoz Roglic, obviously, if he does start, and Jumbo-Visma always going to be a threat, but this Ineos Grenadiers team with Pavel Sivakov, with Carapaz, look very strong as well.
Exactly that. I mean, we haven't even mentioned Movistar, who are coming in with two strong cards in Enigmas and Valverde. Also looking towards Bike Exchange with Yates. Look down the start list, and there are plenty of different contenders. Bahrain Victorious, yada, yada. You know the spiel by now. But I think it's going to be interesting to see him go up against some of these teams. UAE is still a very, very strong squad. Let's bear that in mind. We have Brandon McNulty, we have Rafa Maika and Marc Soler currently on the pro cycling stats start list. Yes, it's provisional, but if we are to believe that, that's a mightily strong team. Coming up against a really strong Bora Hansgrohe, who are bringing Iita, Buchmann, Fabra, Hindley, and Kelderman. That's a really, really strong lineup and will probably be a very ferocious rival for them, similar with Ineos Grenadiers. But we saw Ineos Grenadiers with Carlos Rodriguez and with Pavel Sivakov getting toppled by Almeida himself at the Vuelta a Burgos. So, I mean, in terms of the rivals, there are plenty there, but I think UAE will be in good stead. The one thing I'm a little worried about with UAE, though, is with Joao, and we've seen them sort of be a little bit more questionable tactically when they have Joao as their leader instead of Pogacar. We spoke about this a number of times throughout the year at the Giro and also before the Giro in our preview. And I'm a little bit worried that it's just not going to gel, but these are well-drilled Grand Tour engines. McNulty's now done two tours de France with Pogacar. Maika has done many of the Grand Tour, some with Pogacar as well. And Soler has won stages at the Vuelta. So I'm hoping that it's all going to work out at the UAE camp. We're not going to see this sort of Almeida solo show, even though he's got a strong team around him, like we've seen in the past. I'm not quite sure how much of a super team tete-a-tete this is going to be, but UAE and Joao Almeida will be in very, very good stead.
Yeah, you make a valid point there that he definitely was a bit isolated at points at the Giro d'Italia this year. But if they're on form, if they have recovered a bit from the Tour de France, hopefully they will be on all colours. But flying on all colours. But Ewan, we might as well finish this little discussion with saying, well, I said Remco Evenepoel would win the Vuelta, so does that mean I can't pick Almeida? Who cares? Where do you think Joao Almeida will finish in his first ever Vuelta a España this year?
Well, judging by his form, and he's got good pedigree at this part of the year. Don't forget, he took his first wins last year in the summertime. I think that ball is going to carry on rolling. I'm going to be vague. I'm going to say it's a podium. But I think he's a very strong sort of, if he can place an each way bet, of course, I'm not encouraging gambling, but I think he's a very strong each way bet for the podium.
Yeah, I'd definitely not encourage gambling on cycling where anything can literally happen.
Including a positive test for COVID in the final week of racing, which happened to Almeida early this year. But hopefully the COVID protocol is a little bit better this year's Vuelta.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to... I can't say first now because I used on Remco. Screw it. First, I'm going to say first again. But yeah, that's basically it for this video. Make sure to check out our discussion video. Remco Evenepoel, is he the favorite of the Vuelta a España as well? And subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. With that, thank you very much for watching. And of course, have a nice day.